Our topic today is tax collection, specifically by the Department of Justice Tax Division. And while we don't have time to share everything that we might do in our office and our type of practice with you, we wanted to go over some key concepts and some considerations and some of the common misperceptions that we see in handling some of the litigation that we do on tax collection. I remember sitting down for an interview several years ago, probably 27 years ago, in fact, with the section chief of my office, Louise Heitken, and Grover Hart. And they proceeded to tell me the things that they did in the office. Now, I had an accounting degree, I had a law degree, and I was taking my master's of laws in taxation. I had worked as an accountant. I was working as an attorney at a large firm. None of the things they told me I had ever studied or ever encountered. And that didn't stop them from immediately assigning me to a rather interesting case in front of Judge McBride in Fort Worth. It was my first trial. And we took away a Major League Baseball player's pension plan because he owed some taxes from a 1980s tax shelter and hadn't paid them. As we're getting ready for that trial, we learned that some of our tax liens that we were trying to enforce against his pension plan had self-released or expired. And my assistant chief at the time said, well, you know, we're just going to not pursue that. We're going to amend our pleadings and tell the court that we're not going to try and enforce that part of the debt against this pension plan. And I said, well, the other side doesn't know that. And he said, well, that's not what we do here. We're the Department of Justice. We do the right thing.